Welcome to the Road of Faith Seminar, and my name's Ken Fletcher. So glad to meet you. If this is our first time to see one another, but I appreciate you tuning us in and see what's going on here on the Road of Faith Seminar. So we hope that you'll stay with us as we go further on this wonderful road trip that we call Know Thyself. And we've been on it for a good while, but we're getting ready to wrap up for 2023 and just, let's see here. Next week, I guess, will be our final Know Thyself series for 2023. Now, we are not completing the Know Thyself series. The next year, we're going to get right back into it. In 2024. So we're continuing on into the Know Thyself series in 2024, and we're going on proceeding further, proceeding deeper. There's more things the Lord wants to reveal to us and bring us into, and I believe that if you'll stay with us, this journey is gonna pay off for you, make a big difference in your life, and hearing from the Lord and communicating by him. We've already given you plenty of information so far that you could well be into that place right now of hearing thought to thought, mind to mind, blended together with the Lord and his thoughts and leading you in his way and his perfect will for your life. That's what I believe is happening for you. Glory to God throughout this seminar. That's why we're here. That's why the Know Thyself series is happening, is because the Lord wants to bring you into a closer, intimate, thought-to-thought relationship with him and an understanding with him that he can communicate with you in that manner, and that you don't have to pray for an hour. You don't have to pray, you know, for 20 minutes or something, that it can be instant, that you can have leading from the Holy Spirit, because it ought to be that right. It ought to be that way with you. It really should. As I look back and realize the way things were for me the previous almost 50 years before I came into this understanding with the Lord, and then I realized, man, this is the way it's the way it should be. Some of these things that we've been talking about have not been discussed that much, in how he does communicate through his thoughts. Pardon me. Through his thoughts to your thoughts. And so not enough, I don't think ministry's been happening, but that's what we're here to do. And perhaps we can help you to come into that, because I know, listen, looking back and understanding the way things were before, and then now the things I know it's his will to bring you into this. And listen, you want to, you may not realize how much you should desire this. You may not understand or realize just how important, and the reasons for you. Maybe you just don't see it and understand it from maybe the way I could see it or understand it. But on the other hand, man, you may be all way on by me in some things. You see what I'm saying? So none of us have arrived. I'm sure there's things you could share with me that would help me tremendously in my walk with the Lord. And I'm always open to those things. I want to have a teachable spirit. I want to be teachable and so that I can grow in understanding with the Lord. And so I hope that's the way you are too. And you're joining us today, and I hope you stay with us as we're talking about here. Last week we were talking about the words of Jesus there in John chapter 17. We're going to go back into there again and look at that again. But my goodness, just the concept of all that he's talking about, just the thought of it, just the thought that he's brought us into this place, that it was God's will to bring us into this place with him, to be one with God. Now, that all by itself, just that phrase, to be one with God. Now, one with Jesus. Yes, indeed. One in Jesus and one in the Father. As they are. Now, that's a mind blower now. I mean, if you really think about it, the way the Lord is trying to get it across to us, it's a mind blower. It's because you can't hardly think about it. You can't hardly wrap your mind around the whole thing, the enormity of what we're talking about here. But that's what he's saying. That's what he's praying. And the Father heard him, and that's what happened. As we'll go farther into the seminar here, and perhaps we'll get into it next week. But, man, that's what happens. That's what happened that brought us into this place. Amen. So let's get into the word right now. We were in John chapter 17. And I'm trying to find a good place to start here because it's all so wonderful. But let's start here in verse 21. And Jesus obviously is praying to the Father here in John chapter 17. And he said that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee. So he's saying the same way that the Father's in Jesus and Jesus is in the Father, the way that they're connected in the Spirit, that same life that flows in between Jesus and the Father, that same life, he's saying that they may all be one. That's including you and I. As thou, Father, art in me, as you, Father, art in me, and I in you. The same way. We don't have another connection with the Father than Jesus has. We have the same connection with the Father that Jesus has because we are all one with the Father. Amen. Glory to God. What a thought. What a truth. What a revelation to be part of, to be involved with, to understand, to grasp. Amen. And he goes on here in verse 22 and he says, and the glory which thou givest me, I have given them. So the same, once again, not another kind of glory. It's the same. Look at this. And the glory which thou givest me, I have given them. Done deal. That they may be one, even as we are one. Emphasizing again this oneness that we have with the Father, the same oneness that Jesus himself has. And that is what we have, this oneness. Praise God. Verse 23, he goes on to say, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. And that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Let me read that one again. I in them, thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them. Look at that. Loved them. How much? As thou hast loved me. That's another mind blower. But he said it. Father loves you as much as he loves Jesus. It's so true. So true. So believe it. Some people just don't think God loves them at all. They just under some sort of deception somehow. They don't realize the greatness, the vast, deep love that he has for them. And he does. And if you're looking at me today and you just don't realize, you don't think God loves you, or you don't think he loves you as much as brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so or this person down the street, listen, he loves you now. You are so valuable to him. You are. I'm telling you the truth about this now, the way he is about you. Now, I know the devil and other people may have said a lot of things about God concerning you. And you may have believe some of those things about yourself that, man, he just is not on my side. I'm just not in favor as much as so-and-so, or I'm not as, you know, I just don't, he's not good to me, and they're so blessed and I'm not, and all these other things. Listen, these are all lies come from the devil, all of them. Look at their source now. Look at their source. They're not coming from God. And you're not seeing things right now because Jesus is telling us how much he loves us, all of us. You included. Oh, man, he loves you now. He is crazy about you. And he's done everything to have you. Amen. He sent Jesus. Amen. So if you're feeling bad about yourself, or some devil's been lying to you, you've been listening to the enemy, or you've been listening to some other people that may say things to you that's not nice or not good, it's not uplifting and encouraging to you. Man, sometimes it could be a cruel world we're living in here, man. Just folks just full, you know, hate, pride, selfishness, all kinds of goofy stuff going on. But that doesn't change who you are in front of God. That don't change what they think about you. It doesn't change what Jesus thinks about you, or what Father thinks about you. How much they love you, what these other people may be saying, and all of those things may be demonic inspired. You know, they may have a devil sitting there on their shoulder telling them what to say to hurt you, you know? But listen now, that's not the end of the story for you. Don't believe that stuff that these other people are saying about you. Don't believe those things about yourself if they're apart from what the Word of God says about you and what Jesus says about you. And here, right here, we just said it, that he has loved us. Father has loved us as much as he has loved Jesus himself. Think about that. And he proved it by raising us up with the Lord. Proved it, raising us up with the Lord and putting us into that same place of oneness that the Lord himself has with the Lord, with the Father. Think about that. Through the Holy Spirit, you see. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Boy, that verse there excites me. I in them. Is he in me? Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. I in them. Is he in you? I hope he is. If you've received Jesus, if you've received his life, he's in you. And you're in the Father, and you're one. See, you don't think about these things a lot of times in life down here, do you? I know I don't as much as I need to. Man, I'm one with God. I'm one with Jesus. And I'm walking around down here in this fallen world. But I'm one with God, and I'm one with Jesus. I've got him now. Amen. What a difference that makes in everything. Just to understand it, just to know it, just to believe it, just to live in it. Amen. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and has loved them as thou hast loved me. Wow. And that's the true word of God. That's the Lord himself speaking the true will of God about you now. Receive it for you. I can't receive it for you, but I can receive it for me. You know, I can believe it for me, and you need to be that same way. You can believe it for you. Just take it. It's yours. Praise God. Amen. Verse 24, John chapter 17, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be one where I am, and that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Isn't it beautiful? The love that he has for his Father, and the love that Father has for him. And we love the Father the same way. And he loves us the same way as he does Jesus. Well, that's hard to imagine, but it's so. Hallelujah. Amen. And verse 25, it says, O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. They believed it. They knew it. Amen. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them. Look at the oneness that we have. The vast riches of God and being in his family. Be a part of it. To be a part of the wonderful royal family of God. Oh, praise God. Amen. That was the end of chapter 17 of John, the words of Jesus. My goodness sakes, such powerful truths here that he prayed, and everything he prayed happened for every one of us. Amen. Yeah, it happened, and it is true now, and it is in force now, because he saw to it that it was in force when he carried out the plan of redemption. Amen. When he died and he rose again, and I'll tell you what, he carried it all out, and it happened in it. And that's why it's happening, and that's why it's in force in your life and in my life. That's why it's possible that we can have this place with God. Amen. Now, I want to read to you in Romans in chapter 8 in verse 15. Amen. And it says here in Romans chapter 8 and verse 15, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Why is that possible? We just read why. Because of Jesus included us into the family. And he says here, for we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. We're not to be in bondage to fear. Why? Because we're God's kids. But we have received the spirit of adoption. We've been adopted. Yes, we have. We've been adopted by God, by Father God. We've been adopted. Whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We cry, Father ourselves. He, Father's our Father. God's our Father. Because Jesus' Father is our Father. Because we're in Jesus and he's in us. And our Father is Jesus' Father. And he loves us like he does Jesus. Think about that. Wow. Verse 16 in Romans chapter 8 says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Listen, if you have Jesus, the Holy Spirit bears witness with your own spirit that you indeed have Jesus. And because you have Jesus, because of that, you're born of God. And since you're born of God, you have been adopted into God's family. And you are as much of a son or a daughter just as much as Jesus is a son. You see that? You're just as much as he is. Now, he's always Savior and Lord. Amen. He's our head. But listen to me now. God has done this in us. See these verses? Amen. The Spirit itself bears witness, comes in and lets us know inside of our hearts, down in our own spirit, that we are the children of God. Wow. See the magnitude of all this? We talk about knowing ourselves in this series. Friend, let me tell you what. I said when I started this series that I felt so inadequate in transferring the enormity of all that this is, and I still do. As I read these verses to you and these truths about God, what Jesus has said himself, And what we're reading here in the book of Romans, which is in the epistles, this is after the resurrection. This is what we are living in now because of what Jesus did. And that's what's talking about the epistles or where we are now, where we live now, what we have now with God, you see. And so he says, we've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. What are we afraid of? What are we afraid of? That's bondage, man. What are we supposed to be afraid of? God's our Father. Jesus is our Lord. You know? Amen. The spirit itself bears witness with our own human spirit. The Spirit of God dwells with our own spirit that we indeed are the children of God and lets us know the true inside. The Holy Spirit bears witness with our own spirit that we indeed are in Christ and we are the children of God, just like Jesus is. Glory to God. Verse 17 goes on to say, and if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. What a verse. What a truth. That, my goodness sakes, we are the children of God. And if children of God, then heirs, then joint heirs with Christ. That's what that's what Jesus is talking about there in John chapter 17, about the oneness that we have with God. Now, the oneness, this is what he prayed. This is what was all about. This is what it was all about. It was bringing us into that place with God, that oneness with the Lord. And that's what we have. Verse 16 of Romans chapter 8. The Spirit itself, God's Spirit, very own Spirit, the same Spirit that dwells in Jesus, the same Spirit dwells in us. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit. You see, we have him. We have the Spirit of God. We have Jesus' Spirit. Amen. We're part of him. We're one with him. Amen. See, these know thyself now. Know yourself. Know who you are. I mean, to wrap our minds around knowing this experientially here in this life, listen, and with so much we can grow into it and understand more and more, the Father doesn't hold anything back from us. The Lord doesn't hold anything back from us. It's as much as we can take in our understanding, in our growth of understanding. Man, they're wanting us to have now, as much as we can take, as much as we're willing to grow into, you know. Amen. Well, we don't want to grow too fast. We want to grow right. Amen. Just grow the way we're supposed to grow in our understanding. Amen. Praise God. The Spirit itself bears witness with, I like to say, the Spirit himself. You know, he's a person. Yeah, the Spirit of God is a person. Praise God. Bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Think about this. This verse just blows my mind. If children, yes, we're children because of Jesus, because we've been adopted. Amen. If children, then heirs. Yes, we're heirs. Yes, we are. We're children. We're heirs. Heirs of God. Wow. What's that mean, man? Well, that means we have the kingdom. That's what that means. We're heirs of God and we have the kingdom. He gives us the kingdom. Just like he gives it to Jesus, he gives it to us. Oh, praise God. Heirs of God. And, boy, this one here, look at this. On again. And joint heirs. You know what a joint heir means? That means you own what the other person owns. Now, in real estate, you know, If a person, let's say, owns a house or buys a house or owns a house and with another person, they can have what is called joint ownership with survivorship, you see. And what that means is that they both people own that house now. Not just one person, or one person has more of it than the other person. No, when they have joint ownership, that means both of them own the whole thing. You see, both of them own the whole thing. Well, if one passes away, then everything is supposed to go to the other. See, so that means that owner will retain, because the other passed away, then that means that the other will own that house totally, you see. But as long as that other person's alive, well, then both of them own it. They own it totally. Both, and so that means that one can't sell without the other one, see. Being on board with it. No, that means both of them own it. And so, amen. And that's what we have with the Lord. My goodness, if Jesus owns everything, and he does, because Father gave everything into his hand. If Jesus owns everything, you know what that means. Just what the Bible says here. We are now, you and me. now, not later, but now. And if heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And he ain't never going to die. And we are not either. So what does that mean? That means that we own it all together. See that? And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. We are one with God. And what happens down in this world, it talked about the suffering of Christ. If we have persecution come on us because we're part of Jesus, and it's going to happen now. It just happens. Matter of fact, some people are giving their lives now in other countries that I've heard of. And even in our country, it happens. People giving their lives for the Lord, you know. Giving their lives for the Lord, or suffering because they're a Christian, because they belong to Jesus, because they've received the life of God, and they're, because they're one with God. Guess what? They're getting persecuted on. They're getting persecuted because of that, because we are Jesus's, and the world hates Jesus because they don't want to do what God wants to do. They don't want to accept God's way. They just don't. They don't want to recognize God. They want to do what they want to do. They want to say what's right is wrong, you know, and what's wrong is right. They get it all turned around, and they want to do what they want to do regardless of what God thinks about it. Well, the rejection of Jesus is happening all the time, and persecution will come. Now, if we suffer on account of that, well, so be it. I own everything. And I own everything with Jesus, just like you do. And we're heirs and joint heirs, and we're children of God. So, man, if Jesus is going to suffer, if that means persecution for me, then bring it on, you know, because I ain't leaving him. You can forget that altogether. You know, whoever I've been talking to, any person, any devils, any demon, don't make no difference who you are or where you are. Makes no difference to me, because I ain't leaving Jesus ever. I ain't going nowhere, and he ain't going nowhere. So we're going to stand. We're going to be. We're going to be wherever the Lord says be, and we're going to do whatever he says do, that we're going to do. Now, you say, man, that's kind of hard, Brother Fletcher. Well, you got to kind of have a resolve within yourself. I think a resolve where you stand in life, you know, don't matter what comes, what goes, I'm staying with him. I don't care what happens out here in this matrix, and what people say or do, or the fashion, or what ideas or philosophies. I'm not going anywhere from Jesus now. He's my friend, and he's been with me through thick and thin through all these years, and I'm not going nowhere. That's the way it is with Ken, okay? And I hope that's the way it is with you too, that you have that kind of a A stubborn resolve don't matter what anybody does one way or the other, no matter what they say or do to you, you're not going to leave Jesus. He ain't going to leave you either. And you'll have grace now. You'll have ability within you. However hard it is, I don't know how it all works. I've never had that kind of grace, but the stories that I've heard about people who have been persecuted in such severe, there's a grace that falls on them through the Holy Spirit somehow, enables them to bear it, enables them to go through it and with victory. Oh, it's just miraculous. But see, nothing's impossible to us. Nothing's impossible because we got Jesus. We've got the Holy Spirit. Amen. So if it means suffering with him, just like that says, if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be. If it so be, if that's what takes or whatever happens down here in this world, that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Praise God. The will of God being done in your life, the will of God being done in my life. Amen. To glorify the Lord Jesus and to be a blessing to people and to help people and to flow with him and bring out the truth and the message, the pure message of Jesus, the true and the pure. That's what people need to hear. They don't need to hear this religious junk that people are propagating, that you got to do this and you got to do that, get right with God. God doesn't like you because of this or because you're doing this or doing that. And all that junk, man. Don't be listening to that, man. Listen to the pure. Listen to the Lord, man. And the pure word, the pure good news about Jesus is all free. And he changes you from the inside. And once you just live out what's inside out, that's it. That's it. You just living out the person that you are now, that the person that he's made you. Amen. And you just find that out and you just walk that out and just be that. Amen. Oh boy. I mean, what a blessing it is to walk in love, walk in faith, praise God. And it just, what a way to live, you know, thank you, Jesus. Boy, I tell you, that's powerful here. Let me read that whole thing together there. Start there in Romans 8, chapter 8 and verse 15. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Oh, thank God we've been delivered from fear. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But ye have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father, or Daddy, Father. Woo, glory to God. And come to the throne anytime, day or night. Don't make no difference. We can come and hang out with Father, get wisdom, get understanding. Just enjoy his presence, man. Just, wow. And he loves for us to come. He just enjoys that so much. And man, we need to enjoy him. I mean, this is a relationship. This is a family relationship now that we have with the Lord and with the Father. And we ought to be enjoying one another. I mean, I don't care where you are in level of understanding. You may be just a little baby in understanding. You may be way on by me and way on by a lot of people or whatever in understanding. But still, if you're not hanging out with the Father, man, you're missing out on some goodies now. I don't care how. So, man, go hang with the Father. Don't matter how old you are, how much you know. He loves you, wants to be with you, and he will fellowship with you on your level. Isn't that beautiful? Hey, man, he's not looking down. He's no, well, you ought to know better than that. No, he don't get like that. Thank God. He just stays right on our level and loves us right there where we are and brings us along whatever we can, get ourselves wrapped around, our minds wrapped around things. Amen. We're growing in understanding. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself, the Holy Spirit itself or himself, bears witness now, hooks up, and boom, we get this witness of the Spirit with our spirit that we are the children of God now. You just know down deep inside, man, this where he is, man. And that witness is bearing forth in your spirit, amen, that you are the children of God. You are a son. You are a daughter of God. Amen. Praise God. And if children, then heirs of God. My. Think about that. Everything. I mean, everything that God has. The kingdom. Jesus has given us access to everything that he has. He's given it to us. We're part of it now. We're joined together with him. We all own it together. We're one with him. Praise God. Amen. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Wow. Same ownership with Christ. Think about that. Same ownership. Now that's a tough thing to just same ownership as Jesus. Yeah. Same thing. And that's what Jesus prayed. That's what they wanted. That's what Father wanted. That's what Jesus wanted. That oneness. That everything that they have and are, we have and are. Oh, my goodness. That's big. That's big stuff, isn't it? Amen. Some of the important stuff is starting to come out on the Know Thyself series. My. This is huge. It's all been huge. The whole thing. Amen. If children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Amen. Praise God. Now, I want to go to Ephesians in chapter 1. Ephesians is one of my favorite books in the Bible. You can just meditate in Ephesians and stay in that and just for a while. It's one of those books that you could just meditate in and it will your eyes will begin to open up to the way things are with you and God, the way things really are now, what Jesus has really done. It's much beyond, it's far beyond what we've been able to, I think, what we've been able to comprehend. Most of us, if not all of us, in this life, but it's not something we're going to have now. That's the thing about it. It's not something we're going to have later when we die. Sure, we're going to have it there. But it's something that we have now. It's something that we actually have in us now. That's the thing we got to get hold of in this life. In this present world, in this present world system, that's where we got to get a hold of who we are and what we have, because this fallen realm, this fallen understanding, and these bodies and this unrenewed mind that we're carrying around in here, the unrenewed parts of our mind keep us out of that which we should understand about what we have. You see, well, that there's a blindness that falls into that unrenewed part of our mind. There's a blindness to it all. We don't perceive it like we ought to. Perceive what we have now, you see. Well, we're trying to get by that. We want to get the truth of who we are and what we have in order to function into down here and help somebody that needs help, you know, and so that we can bring the kingdom out and be a blessing to people while we're here in this life. Praise God. Now here in Ephesians, let's start here in Ephesians chapter 1 in verse 13, it says, in whom all you also trusted, talking about Jesus, of course, in whom you also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth. Amen. The gospel of your salvation. Look what God has done. Boy, the word. They believed, and they said, in whom you also trusted, just like we did. After that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed. Look what happened here. After you believed, this happened to you, this happened to me. After you believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit, with that Holy Spirit of promise. See that? which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of our purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. We've got it now because we've got the Holy Spirit. It all belongs to us now. And notice that we're sealed with that Holy Spirit. We're sealed. The Spirit is sealed. I guess you could say we vacuum packed inside of this fallen body here. And sometimes that life will come out of that spirit, that life of God will come out of your spirit, and it'll quicken your mortal body and give it energy it didn't have. It'll give it some spring in there that you didn't have. There'll be some things that happen that you didn't think you could do that you could do. Why is that happening? Because you believe in that spirit of life in you, and it affects your mortal body. It affects and quickens your mortal body. Glory to God. It's who you are. You're vacuum packed inside there, man. Ain't that beautiful? And so, my goodness, that's what we have with the Lord, man. The Holy Spirit is in us, man. I mean, since we received it, man, we've got this amazing relationship, this fusion with the Lord now. It's all ours. It's in our inheritance. It's what we have as heirs of God. Isn't that beautiful? Praise God. In whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, and you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. Until we get a new body, basically. Until we get a new body. We're going to have a brand new body. Oh, it's going to be a nice body. Oh, whatever the Lord has, we have, right? Everything that he has, we have. Well, we're going to get a body like the Lord's got. That's what we're going to have. Amen. It's going to be just like the one he's got, you know, in every manner. Praise God. Woo, that'll be pretty cool, huh? To have a body like he's got. My goodness, the things he could do. And we get to experience those things, my goodness, and we're part of it. We have all that. Amen. Verse 14, which is the earnest, talking about the Holy Spirit, is our earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Whereof I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. There in this verse 17, I think we're going to just have to stop right here in verse 17 before we get into verse 17. We'll get into verse 17 next week. So remember, now next week will be our closing 2023. I'm still in the 1900s. No, 2023. Know thyself will be finishing next week. So I hope that you'll join us for that final seminar of 2023. But we're not finishing on the Know Thyself series. No, no. The Lord says we're going on. So 2024, man. I wonder what's going to happen in your life before we get back here in March. March the 2nd, we're coming back. So I wonder what's going to happen in your life before we get back. Well, I tell you, I'm looking for things to change. He's talking to me about some things, and so we're just going to move whatever he says do. We're going to do it somehow or another. We're going to get it done. So whatever he's directing in your life, I hope that you're purposing through these holidays to get it done. Amen. So that's what I'm purposing to do through the holidays and into the next year. So as finding out what he wants to do, we're just going to do that. And it's going to be the best for us and for you. If you do this best, it's also like what we're talking about doing as well. So until next week, this is Ken Fletcher saying, and be sure and join me now next week. We love you, and I love you.